Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient. With the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with a new friend, but not for long. Michael Filios is here. But we found him now, and we're going to stalk him and invite him back. He's got a lot more to teach you. He's the founder and the CEO of IT Ally Institute, the author of a new book called Tech Debt 2.0. Michael, tell us about IT Ally.
Sure. So the IT Ally Institute is an organization that I formed recently to provide that research and thought leadership specifically designed for small, mid-sized businesses around how to help them future-proof. As we've been talking about, today's modern version of technology is fairly complex, and the challenges in general that small, mid-sized businesses have with perhaps lack of resources, both financial and talent-wise at times, you know, makes this a potential existential threat that we talk about for these companies. We felt it was important to try to promote this research and to create more awareness and provide some tools that help companies better understand this threat.
So when you talk about technology and the application, the decisions that are being made by small businesses, you're not getting into whether you should buy an Apple or a PC. You're not getting into whether you how much you should be in the cloud as much. You're trying to help them understand that if they're not investing their money and their time and their training in the right way, that they could be, as you well know, and you've said this, and I certainly know, we don't have the financial headroom to make a big mistake. And when you say existential, you're saying we could be investing in the wrong direction. We could be heading off into a tangent that we have a hard time recovering from, and we need to be more intentional and more devoted to doing this the right way. And that's the reason you use the term existential, isn't it?
That's absolutely right. And again, it goes back to the underlying theme here that one thing is certain we know, Jim, is that technology is going to continue to evolve. Right. And we've seen that
faster than ever.
And even now, faster than ever before. However, the disconnect is that the management of technology has not kept pace with the technology innovation itself. Mm-hmm. And this fundamentally gets at the root causes of potential tech debt. We are more interested in making sure that the company has the appropriate capabilities to manage, to be able to sense and respond to changes. And you're right. It's not about a particular brand of technology. It's about making those decisions in a more informed way. It's about making sure
and
we
this
have
is, this
signals
is really
in
hard.
Our organization.
This is really hard, Michael, and I know you know this. That's the reason you wrote the book. Mm-hmm. This is hard for us because we're trying to make payroll. We're trying to serve customers. And the compression of time between one
That's right.
generation of digital to the next generation of digital, the new model, the compression of the time between those is taking our breath away right now, Michael. And you know, we're trying to decide how much more inventory to have when we're also being pulled into whether we should have a chat bot or not. And things like that. This is why we need, and this is why I don't think what you're working on with your company, this is why we need high-powered advice from people that we can't afford to have on our payroll. What do you think?
Well, I think that's a fantastic way of saying it, and maybe perhaps another time I can talk about some of my other ventures that precisely try to solve this challenge. I mentioned it in the book a little bit in the concept of the extended enterprise, and there's no reason why small, mid-sized businesses can't be smart about getting outside help. And we really cater to, Jim, folks that have 25, 30 years of experience, that have seen a lot, have life experience and sound professional experience, and can be made available and accessible to these companies to extend their team. It's not about hiring more people, right? It's about getting the right mindset, getting the right perspective, and learning from the past mistakes. And that's what we want to bring to these SMBs and their leadership teams, because you're right, they've got real challenges. and today now more than ever. And we want to try to offload some of that, but do it very collaboratively. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I named the company Ally is precisely for that. Mm-hmm. We are an ally. We are an extension. So think of us as your SMB ally. Mm-hmm. And that's what we want to be able to help these companies do.
What resources will we find when we go to your website? Which, give it to us, by the way. Give us the website.
Sure. The Institute website is www.itallyinstitute.org.
Okay, .org.
And on that, .org. And on that site, you will see various blogs and podcasts, interviews like this, as well as the book, more information around Tech Debt 2.0, the book. And you can subscribe there and keep up to date with things that we're doing, as well as learn more about myself and some of the other people that are around the organization.
I really hope that the concept with your book, and I'm going to help you because I'm really excited about what you're trying to accomplish. I hope the small business CEOs can get in their head that there is a concept of tech debt that if we don't manage it properly, could be existential, and it's really hard. It's one of the, and it's a CEO task. It's not a manager's task. It's the CEO's task to do this. Michael, thank you for being here. Good job today. Congratulations on the book. We're going to get you back again sooner than later. I hope you'll come back.
My pleasure, Jim. Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, we've enjoyed having you on the show.
Friend.
Michael Filios, Fillios is how you spell his last name if you're Googling him. I'm going to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame, I promise. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.